what we were discussing last time was for sure a thing which is very central. This is the relation to a person which is older, more experienced in life, and you have to speak to her. That's an art which is nearly forgotten. And when I tell you that you have to think what is interesting for the Adam Godel, that you should speak to him, in the back of your mind you think that's called manipulation. That's right. Nothing to do with that. It's simply creating in the question, creating a relationship. That throughout the question you create a relationship. And the way we come to speak, it's like a Patschkevil. I don't know whether every single Patschkevil you see on the street, you stand there, not on Shabbos, and you take your pen and you write the answer underneath. Do you do that? No. You don't do it. But when we come to speak to someone, Be'etzim we come Be'teres Patschkevil. And now there is something written on me. Only the guy can't read that thing which is written. So I have to come with my feet and I have to speak it out with my mouth. But there's no more than a cold, objective question going on, and I go to the other person. This is plain nonsense. That's not called relating. Relating means that you think beforehand how the relationship will emerge or come up when you speak with a person a certain issue. That has nothing to do with manipulation. That has simply to do with that you want the relationship from the beginning of your words. It's not only through that the other one relates to your question, then with the time there'll be a relationship. That's nonsense. Only that is from the beginning. And that's what I meant. That you have to think what is interesting for the person. What is interesting for that person you go to speak to, what is from interest, because you are going for the relationship from the beginning, and not afterwards when it comes up, then with the time they'll be relating one to the other. Okay? So that is for sure right. What we speak today will speak a different point a little bit, but it could be that de facto we need both. That we need to speak to someone and we need the thing we are trying to explore today. So those are two big sugyas, and I throw at you these two big sugyas because next week there won't be a VAD, I'll be in America. So there will only be an Amazon, that will be afterwards, Mirz Hashem, there will be Vadim again when you want. So, but the next week there won't be, so you have to do something, you have to work on something. And I think this is a very central point, we'll see towards the end of the VAD. I think it's one of the very central points in our time, Dafka, you'll see that. But first, this VAD I'm going to say now is based on a very simple emuna. A very simple emuna. And the very simple emuna is that when you try to connect to Torah, you have to have the emuna that it's not only you which tries to connect to Torah, it is the Torah which tries to connect to you. It is a deuce, that's from both sides. That's a very simple emuna. We are not here in order to conquer a sport, or to conquer a topic in an intellectual endeavor. No. We are here interacting with something which that thing interacts with me. So you can say, the way Chazal say in some places, that the Torah is interested in you. You can say the Borei Olam is interested in you. This doesn't matter to me. I don't go into philosophical discussions. That's not interesting for me. But the Kedusha you want to relate to wants to relate to you. That there is an interest from both sides. That's a basic emuna we have in the Olam of Kedusha. It's not only our own endeavor, it's a thing which goes from both sides. Okay? So the Borei Olam or the Torah Kedusha or whatever it is interested that it should be connected to you. Good. And now the first step in that mahalach is that you really want from yourself to find this connection. Yeah? And this rotzen has to be a very strong rotzen. So people, we would say once in a while, you have to be under pressure. I don't like pressure so much. I think it's non-productive, especially in order to reveal something within you is a very unlikely that throughout pressure you will reveal something within you. But you have to have a hechreach. That's good. Hechreach is good. Pressure is not good. But hechreach doesn't mean pressure. Hechreach means you are, it has to be. Yeah? That doesn't have to create pressure. It's simply a very important thing which has to be done. Yeah? So it has to be something you want, and it has to be there. It has to be done. Because otherwise you will not reveal that new mahalach. Yeah? But that has to be personal. You yourself are interested in that. You want it, but it has to be. And now, what do you want? You want to find a point of connection. And now, the way you learn, for example, is it learning? I will bring two examples, one of learning, one of Benot Mochaveiroi. But is it learning or Benot Mochaveiroi or Tfile or whatever it is? You do it. It's not that you don't do it at all. It's not that you are not connected to the extent that you throw away everything. You do it, but you don't feel or you don't see that you have over here a personal connection to it, and you want to establish that. That is your rotzen. You want that. And it's muchach. We'll speak about that. It's muchach to be. And now you want to find that point of connection. And you have certain ways to deal with that. When you learn, you already learn. I don't speak of a person who doesn't learn at all. Huh? You learn. And you are matzliach in learning. You know how to learn, but it doesn't really... I don't know whether you have that once, but it doesn't really... It's not the way you want it to be. Huh? So what do you do? So then you are mischazek. That means you are mischazek in the way you are already learning. But it doesn't go so well. But when you would do it better in that way, then perhaps you'll be matzliach. And this is wrong. No, you won't. Because that's the Gemara in Menoches. It's Gemara Menoches true always. The Gemara says, why is the Olam Hazeh Nivro Behei? Because it's open in the bottom. That Kol Mishroitze Lotze is Yeitze. Kol Mishroitze Lotze is Yeitze doesn't necessarily... Yeroitze Lotze is, that means... Lotze means he won't be connected. Yeah? Doesn't mean he has to do the big Averis. But he will get out of this connection with the Olam of Kedusha. And you can get out of that central point. You can get out of that. But how do you get out? With certain keuches. Yeah? With certain keuches and nefesh. And then it is open in the top. We'll see that because you have to enter from the other side. But then the Gemara asks, Ula'ayl Bahai. You should go back the same way you go out. Yeah? So that's exactly the question of chizum. Yeah? You are in a way which is not matzliach. You are not able to establish your connection with Torah or with Tfile or Benot Mochaveiroi the way you did it till today. So what do? You try to make a big chizuk that's it, I'll do it. That's called Ula'ayl Bahai. Yeah? You want to just enter the same way which was not matzliach till today. Yeah? So that doesn't go. It simply doesn't work. Yeah? Ula'ayl Bahai doesn't work. You can't do that. You have to find a new Pesach. And that is the emuna you need. When you do it out of a hechreach, and you see, it has to be something which connects me, then you see that there are other ways to deal with it from another point, ways you didn't think about that so much, that the hechreach made it. And then you need this emunah I spoke beforehand. You need this emunah, that this emunah tells you this is a way what the Torah wants you to go. It's not only you, it's not your psychological construct that you want to go with that. No, the Torah wants you to connect. Because the Torah is interested in you, that you should connect. So the Torah wants that upper, small entrance. The Torah wants it. It's not you yourself. It's not some psychology. It's the Torah wants that you should enter from a small, other place. And you have to give yourself the credit that when you find something which is connecting you somehow, even in a beginning phase, to a new way, you have to understand, go for that, you have to invest in that, and that could be the new place where you are building your life on this connection to Torah, which in the beginning looked very small and side, you know, on a side way, you know, neglectable, like the small Pesach of the hay, which looks like a small Pesach, and then you are standing on the bottom of the hay, I don't know how big that hay is, you know, then you see two walls, and in the end there's something there which is open, you know, this is the place, I over here, it's so big, you know, such a big place to go in, no, that doesn't work. It is a small, nearly indetectable place where you enter back and where you build your life back. But that is based on this emunah that the Torah wants. So that those are now two koiches which are like contradictory in a certain way. From one side, you need to have I think you call that mindset or something like this, you need an approach to life that you are able to let go from your old way. That is like a thing which you are not so strong. It looks like a weakness. You have to say, okay, well, be not the way I did it till today. Huh? So it looks like a person which has no backbone, you know, because you can do it in a different way. But when you find something, then you have to go for it in an extremely secure and strong way, because you all have this emunah that the Torah wants it. So those are two koiches which are like, they're not opposite, but they're like, in a certain way, like contradictory. On the one side, you are very flexible and able to go in a way which you didn't try out today, till today. It's even a thing which is not so known for you. I'll give you a dugma, two of them, soon. It's not so known till now. And from the other side, when you see something, then you go for it, and that's the place where you connect. Yeah? So, this for sure, I give you now the dugma, or two of them, and then for sure it could be that you need the interaction with an experienced person which have life experience, the way we spoke last time from Rabbi Soel, a person which have life experience, that you should be able to speak with them, because once in a while you need a little bit different, and others that could be, but you need to reveal by yourself a thing too, but that stems from a hechreach and the openness that it could be different than the way you did it till today. Even till today you were pretty much matzliach, but not as much as you wanted, or not as close as you wanted. Then you have to be open to a different way. Yeah? Over here, by the hay, it doesn't speak about the person which makes all the avodas in the world. Only you go out of this connection. Yeah? And then you have to find a new point where you can connect. That's the hay on the top. So this we have to try to find. Yeah. So I give you the dugma. I myself was when I was young, I was not learning in yeshivas, but I was learning in university, and I was a mathematician. So I was a mathematician, which the Boreolim gave that I didn't work on that. And the Boreolim gave me this possibility that I can see things which others don't see so quickly. Yeah, I can do that. And this I did also when I was a young student. I remember the professor, which was a world-known professor, he gave a lecture with a whole pathos, you know. Then he had to have a proof, and the proof in halfway was stuck, because you needed to take another assumption into the chain of argument. So he made that, and he was in the middle, and then he lifted it, and it was stuck. And then he looked at the audience and said, "What shall we do now?" But I saw immediately you have to take this other assumption. He didn't take the assumption, you know. So I was screaming from the back. I told him, "You have to take the other assumption." And then that was just a third of his pathos went away, and he said, told the others, "You don't have to be discouraged. It could be that I myself, in your age, wouldn't see that either, you know. Don't be discouraged from that, he was a little bit anti-Semitic, he didn't say from that Jew, but it was similar to that, yeah. So don't be discouraged from that guy, you know. So, that's what I had. So, and then I went to yeshiva, and I was very much matzliach, because that's the way you can be matzliach in learning too. When you know, you can be matzliach, and then you have a kashik thesis, and then you say, that's I can do, you know. And then you have a kashik with the kashik, I was able to do that, was pretty much matzliach. And it was good, you know. I can do it till today. That's why we had a we had an agreement in my kollel that I don't learn in the kollel Eruvin, because I would drive them crazy. This I can't do till this day. I can't drive you crazy, you know? Because that's what I can't do. Okay. And then I came to the Mashgiach. And then the Mashgiach said the Shmuz, and I went to him, and I asked about the Shmuz, and I asked, and then the Mashgiach had a long nose, which was not under control. And when he didn't like a thing, it made automatically like this. That's it. He didn't control that. Like this. But when the nose went like that, your blood got stuck in your veins, you know. You were like Gal Shela Tzomis. So I said, and then I was, wow, that was bad. And then, okay, next time I came again, and you know, I know how to learn. I know something, and I want it. And then I spoke with him, and again I asked him, and then, you know, it was like this. And it was shitri. It was superficial. It wasn't. And he really disliked, and I saw that. But now, I wanted to understand that person, and there was a hechreach. There was no pressure. No pressure. I wasn't so much on the pressure, but it was a hechreach, and I wanted it very badly. And then I had to think, how can I think differently? Yeah? So that took a time. I had to walk around. I had to go to Mir Yeshiva alone, by feet. I had to try to think. And then I revealed, I can try to think a little bit different. And I tried to do that. And then I saw that this is much better. He likes that. And then I went for it. And now, look, it's a very bad idea for me to say that. But in the end, I'm standing here, I don't know why, and you sit there. That's the reality. So, but I thought, why do I stand here and you sit there? You know why? Because I went for that. Because when I would stay with the old way of thinking, I would give you a very nice vat, I would say, the Maral, and the Ramchal, and the Ron, Talmid Agro, and you would have nothing. Yeah, because it would be a very nice way of thinking and a very nice way of atzlocha, but it wouldn't really connect to that point what Mashiach wanted. No, it didn't. It didn't. So I wanted to be connected to that, so I had to reveal something else. That's a very basic thing. When you ask anyone which had a change in his life, was always like that. I asked around. Always. And someone had a change in his life. It was always that there was a koyach which was like a sight or even dormant, not there, but out of a hechreach and out of a rotzen to do it, that guy revealed such a koyach and he went for it, and then it happened a change. And we have to know that this is not our own psychological construct. That's what the Torah HaKadosha wants, because the Torah wants that the Torah should be connected to you. In Ben Odom HaChaver was the same thing. Look, I have a family, can I know, of 10 children, so there was a good chunk of time where I had a family which was like a leading a group of a gdud, like giving out orders in the army, you know. You are a good leader of a whole group of children. There are bigger groups in the world than mine, but I have interesting children too, you know. So I had to really lead them, you know. That was a very good yachas at home and very nice. And then the children grew up, and then the youngest grew up age 16, you know. And then there was no group left to command. And then came the question, so what shall I do now when there will be a Shabbos alone? Don't know. I don't know. Because I can't go the old way. Yeah? And then you have a hechreach. Was no pressure. Yeah? Was no pressure. Even that wasn't the pressure. Was no pressure. But was a hechreach. There was a hechreach. You have to change in your life. There was a hechreach to change. So the hechreach to change
brought me to a point I had to reveal there's something else going on in the relationship than giving out orders in a group of soldiers. There's something else. And you reveal that, and then you see, this is growing. That's a new world opening up. It's a change, and you change as a person. Yeah, that happens always like this. But you have to understand that this, what the Torah wants from you, it's not only your own psychological oomph which you have that you are able to do things. No, it is that what the Torah wants. Because the Torah wants you to connect to Kedusha. And the connection of you to Kedusha is hidden in that upper entrance of the hay. It's not where it's big. Where it's big, there the entrance is gone. That's, I know what's happening there. And when I'll be mischazek, I do exactly the mistake of the Gemara in Menachos. Yeah? I use those things which are so obvious in front of me and were not matzliach till now, and I use them, ul'ayl v'hay, will not go. It will not go. It doesn't work. And the chizuk will not work. I have to find another way. And the way is hidden. It's an upper entrance which is small. Yeah? That is the work. Now it's kimat nearly self-understood that for sure you have to work like this. For sure you have to try. And then come people to me and say, but how do I find that? So that is the way you have an intelligent discussion with someone older. Yeah? The way we spoke last time. When you are coming and say, people come to me like this, they say, Harav, yesh li baya. Halimud lo matzliach. They even ask that on the phone. I don't see the guy. I don't see him. I don't know him. Don't know anything. And then he says, I get that asked in English too, you know. Could you please tell me, how I could be have a success in my learning? So then I say, okay, when I would be able to answer these questions, I wouldn't say shiurim, I would be a baba, and in one day I would make enough money for one dira of my children, and the next day I'll buy the next dira, and in 1 month I'll marry off all of my grandchildren. But I'm not the Baba. What shall I do? No, I can't. But why do you think I should be able to answer that? I got a question like this. I have a boy in my neighborhood which I see that he is deteriorating and he's sitting with his machine the whole night. Could you tell me what to do with him? So I asked him, do you know him? So he said, no. Not he knows him, why should I know what to do? But you have a life experience. What is that? Do you really think that there are answers in my pocket like this and I just spread it out? No, that's nonsense. But when you have a hechreach, and out of your hechreach, you have two or three options. Which say, look, that could be something, you try it out, and it could be, that's interesting, and then you speak it through, and then the interest of the other person is there, and you can interact with him. Those are both going together. Yeah? So that is our work we have to do. But we have to connect personally in an unexpected way. That's the point. It's not prefabricated. It's unexpected. It's a Pesach Elyoim, which you don't see so quickly from the bottom. Because in the bottom you see the big petach. You see the big thing. No, it's there where the small thing is. It's an unexpected side. It's on the side. It's small. But that is what the Torah Kedusha wants from you. Yeah? So this is the answer. I don't know whether this is the answer, but is this a answer on today's society? We have to understand that when people speak bad about our tzibur, we have to listen very well, because it could be that there is a piece of truth in what they tie in on us. And now they come and tie in it, and that comes out of a modern culture. They come and tie in it. You know, those religious or for sure Haredi people, they have a very good life, because everything is predictable, and everything is organized, And on every single question, they have the rabbi which tells them what to do. Yeah? But we, the non-religious, are the bigger people. We think ourselves, and we are living in a world which has open ends. And for you, it's everything prescribed from the beginning. So when you hear something like this, then you really don't know what to answer. You don't know what to they say. No, it's not like this. Why not? Because you have rabbis who tell you what to do. So he says, yes, but Leuchter tells us not to listen. You know, that's what you will say. You know, so it's not true. I will not tell you not to listen. But something like this, you say you don't know what to answer. You know, nachon. Nachon, but you know, but even though we have an individuality, but nachon, but the staka, it's everything, but no, you don't really know what to answer. Now, this is a big problem. Nachon, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, that was the answer. The answer was, we have a clear world, we know everything, and we don't have any sphakas, and that's the biggest thing in the world. That was good by the Alter von Kelm, I think. But today, the culture which you have under your nose. The culture is a culture of openness. That's what the culture is. With all the schmutz and all the things, but the backbone of the culture is that you are open to possibilities. And now you can't so easily come and say, you know, that's the culture, open to possibilities, but I am mitstamek veyofe loy. In the Olam Haba you'll see the difference. Yeah? It doesn't work. Because that was always like this, that when we had an encounter with the world outside, the people answered that encounter. When there was a Haskalah going on, Rabbi Saul brought Musa. And the truth is, when the Haskalah was going on, Rabbi Isaac Hobel wrote the book on Kabbalah. And he wrote specifically in his Hakdoma, I write that only because today there are maskilim which want to tell that Torah is nothing worth, and I want to show you that Torah is worth something. Even that's what he did. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yisrael. But that was the Milchome. The one had an answer like this, the other one had an answer like that, the Alter von Slobodka had an answer of Gadlus Odom. You were answering the question of the Soinim. When people come and they hate me, Tishmano Osnoi, I want to listen. I want really to listen what's going on, because it could be that there is a point I have to work on. Today, when you are thrown at your face, that you only do what is predictable, and you only follow rules, and that's boring, that is not easy that we wipe that off and say, no, that's the most enjoyable thing, because the culture is not like this. There is a culture going on of openness that is the backbone of all the problems we have, you know. The openness goes everywhere. And if you're in America, you know, the openness goes till that your gun is open too, and you shoot whenever you want, you know. That's what you do. Everything is open, you know. It's all open. Everything is there. Everything is known. Schut ha-tzibur ladat, you know. And also everything is unpredictable. And we are the scientific people. We are living with a sophic. We are living with the unclarity. That's the greatness you heard that once. That's the culture. So you can't come and say, no, by us it's all predictable. No. Because the truth is, it's unpredictable. But where? In your personal growth. Where you yourself are connecting to Torah, this is absolutely unpredictable. No one knows. Only you. It's your own work. You have to find that nekuda. It's a creative, unpredictable work. And then you can, with a clearness, with a clarity, say that I live a life which is creative, which creates new things, which is interesting, which is not predictable from the beginning. I live a life like this. And we have to bring that back to us, because we have to answer this terrible thing from outside. It's a very deep thing that when you think over, that's a very deep thing that people are disappointed from Torah, because they are disappointed from this predictable thing. Why? It should be the most enjoyable thing. Everything is predictable. You know, The way Reb Chaim, I heard Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, it's such a good thing that a Jew gets up in the morning and he knows exactly what he has to do. That he has first to take Negelwasser, and then to say that then, and then Asher Yotzer, and then whatever it is, what you do, and everything goes with a clarity. There's no sphagus in the world. When I would tell that to you, then you would say, that's boredom to death, you know? And no, we don't want that. But you have the halacha, and you have to follow the halacha. That's always what you ask of me. That's why you all blame me, you know? You say, Al-Leuchter says, you don't have to listen. No, you have to listen to the rabbi for sure. But there is a point of your own creativity in Torah. We have to keep that, because that's our answer to this terrible world outside. The answer to a terrible world outside is not to close yourself up, but you can't. Yeah? You have to answer that. And the answer is this creativity. Yeah? So you have to understand we are dealing with a very important point over here, that you have to find your own connection to Torah. That's the creative point which is there in Torah. And this unpredictable, unexpected upper opening which you even didn't know beforehand, because you know only the big one. There you are. By the big one, there you are. But this, you can't simply use it and go back, because a Ra'il Baha'i doesn't work. You have to find a new entrance. So that's the Hechreach, that is the Rotsen you have, that you will find some points which you think that could work, and then you can go to speak to someone, which then it's interesting, speaking together, and you will find the point which will connect you to Torah. I'm sure, because the Torah wants to be connected to you. That's the Emunah. That the Torah wants to be connected to you. Okay? So that was the Vaad for today. Next week there won't be a Vaad, because I won't be in land, we'll be in America. But the week afterwards, when you want, we'll make a Vaad again. Okay? Adkar.